The Biggs and Barr Show.
Good morning. It's the Biggs and Barr Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Pacey Jamie.
Morning.
Have you guys noticed, with the world have slowed down and with less people on the roads, and I know there's been lots of stories about this over the past few months, but truly the amount of wildlife that is coming out of the woods.
Yes. I had a deer in my backyard yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
Like in the middle of the day.
Yeah, I saw that picture. Yeah, you're right.
Just walked out. It's like, hey, what's going on? I'm going to eat some of these leaves.
Yeah, it's not like we're decolonizing areas. It's not like there's this mass exodus of people from Ottawa.
No.
Which is letting the wildlife come back in.
Just less people doing stuff. Now, I live in the forest, so a deer is not, you know, unusual. In the middle of the day, it's a little unusual.
Yeah.
But because I see deer basically every morning on my way to work and be like, please don't jump in front of me.
Yeah.
Please don't jump in front of me.
They greet you. Morning, Jason. Morning, deer.
Please don't. Please, off to the side, please. Off to the side. Thank you. I don't want to hit you. You don't want to be hit. It's good.
On a much smaller account, I have a red squirrel and a chipmunk that go to war every day.
Really?
The battles between these two dudes, man.
Must sound great.
Ooh, sounds fantastic. Because my wife has decided to hang our bird feeder, one of our bird feeders, right above the top of our fence line.
So it's easy for them to get to.
It's basically a drive-through.
Okay.
And they just sit on the fence and scrap and chase. It's amazing. It's entertainment all day. It really is. What are you doing? I'm going to go watch the rodents fight on the fence. We basically have a rodent fight club in the backyard.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I saw, I think a coyote pup this morning.
Okay.
I also saw a deer, which is weird.
Yeah.
I don't see many in my area. And I'll ask you, would a coyote pup or a fox, let's say, hang out with another animal?
Like its mother?
No. Like another species?
Well, I mean, maybe if it's really small, it's been orphaned. Like if its mother was hit by a car or something like that, and it doesn't know what to do. Sometimes the animals will run with other animals that don't want to hurt them. Sure.
Sure. Okay. Because that makes... It just was weird because I'm rural road, no lights.
Yeah.
So I could see the eyes of a larger animal, small deer. Let's say the size of a large dog, okay?
Okay.
Bound into the ditch. I was like, oh, wow, that was... Might have been a coyote, like a big coyote. Yeah. And then when I got... But then it seemed a little too big. Then when I got close, there was a coyote puppy or pup on the shoulder doing the old, oh, which way do I go? Do I go towards the lights or do I go away from the lights? I was like, please go away from the lights.
So if you thought you saw an adult coyote and then a coyote pup.
But then I realized it was too big. Like it was like a very large, like coyotes aren't that big, right?
Like a wolf dog?
Maybe.
Or a koi dog?
Might have been.
Or a koi wolf.
With its pup?
I don't know.
Could it have been that?
Did you take a picture?
I was driving.
Driving. What about like a bear dog? Do those exist?
I don't think so.
That would be amazing bear dogs if they did.
Wouldn't
want a bear dog?
But then it's more like bear dog. Yeah. Absolutely not. It's more like you guys have convinced me that it was a coyote. Like I thought it was a fox. When I first drove by it, I thought it was a fox.
Right. Small.
So then I started thinking, like, well, what would a fox, like that
say?
Big one.
Yeah. There's a whole thing
about
that.
Yes, there is a whole thing about that. Yeah. Like, what would a fox be hanging out with was that big?
Like, nothing.
Right.
Just a bigger fox.
A stud. That's who the foxes hang out with.
Okay.
A stud.
You know what? It wasn't a silver fox.
Oh, no.
So it's a coyote, eh?
All right. Yeah.
It sounds like a coyote.
It's just pretty much a coyote. Right. Yeah. They have a giant orgy in my backyard every night.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah, they really
that
do.
Must also sound great.
Yeah, they get a hooting and a hollering back there, and it's quite a spectacle. They moved on, though. They sound further away now. They were literally right in my backyard for a few months, and now they've just moved down the, down the street.
Down the way.
Yeah. Maybe it's from all the dog poop I'm chucking over my fence. Like, this area sucks. It stinks. Let's get out of here.
Damn humans. Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
A pretty scary situation here in Ottawa yesterday morning. Someone with a gun caught on the grounds of Rideau Hall. They had broken in looking for the Prime Minister to talk about their CERB payments, actually.
Yeah, Corey Hearn, right?
I think it was. From Manitoba.
Yeah, drove here.
Canadian Armed Forces member.
From Manitoba.
It's a hike.
Yeah, it's quite a drive.
Oh, yeah.
It was just...
driving through Ontario for days.
Just broke after our show ended, basically, yesterday.
Yeah, he rammed his truck through the front gates of Rideau Hall.
Yeah.
And was carrying a long gun with him, so I'm assuming it was registered. Registered gun owner.
Now, it says he was known as a good community member.
Sure.
Friendly demeanor. He worked behind the local grocery meat counter. And he really loved cooking garlic sausage that his customers raved about.
They put that in the story?
That's in the story.
Yeah, that's in the story. Yeah. Hmm. When I walked by him, it was not just no answer. It was like, hello, how are you doing today? He seems super friendly. These are people that know him from back in Manitoba. A little confusing.
Well, that's a weird time for people, this whole COVID situation, right? You know, maybe he was laid off from his job, I guess, had to collect the CERB. Maybe it wasn't enough. Maybe he didn't get it.
I mean, but
people go stir crazy too. You know what I mean? Being inside.
Normally handle that with a phone call or an email. I don't like driving all the way here armed.
My guess is the prime minister wasn't returning people's phone calls.
Well, yeah, I would guess that.
He wanted to talk to the prime minister, I guess that he figured that was the best way to do it.
Yeah.
I was following along a little bit yesterday on Twitter.
Okay.
Some local news folk. They were all there. We had Cormac McSweeney, the 1310 Ottawa bureau chief.
Right.
And it is an amazing
name.
And he was taking some pictures of the truck that the guy had broken in with. And they had the robots. They had like the RCMP robots. And someone was giving like a play-by-play of what they were pulling out. And everyone made note that there was an orange cooler and that they left behind a bottle of Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
It was just so, everything about it was so odd.
I'm reading the
story.
From
what people were...
And the details that are included in this story, very odd to me.
Mm-hmm.
Curran, he's known for his Ring of Fire jalapeno garlic sausage brand.
Well, yeah.
It said the Ring of Garlic Sausage with a considerable kick. Was hard to find at the co-op groceries. Like, I don't know what that has to do with the story at all.
I guess he's just trying to give, like...
some context to it?
Context that he was a local guy that people liked and knew, and it's strange... Like, imagine you're just at the grocery store the day before.
His business is on pause during the pandemic, as many are,
And you read that this guy that you see every day has driven all the way across the country and led an assault on Rita Hall with an armed weapon. Like, I just bought his sausages yesterday.
Man.
And the picture they've included from his company, Grindhouse Fine Foods, looks like he's got a nice bag of beef jerky there, too.
You're a fan of beef jerky.
Love beef jerky. Yeah. One of my favorite things.
Well, let's hope that he gets the help he needs, and it's a good thing that nobody was hurt. You know, the authorities handled it swiftly, and it looks like they handled it well. So, you know, it could just be any regular dude who, under these insanely tough times, just sort of, you know, snapped for a bit.
Yeah,
and hopefully he gets settled again and everything, you know. His community, when stuff like this happens to someone... and no one's hurt, and we're fortunate. In no way should we encourage this kind of behavior.
No.
But you hope that the people around him and the people that know him and the people involved here just try to figure out, like, you know, how they can help him. You know what I mean? The most.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because
he seems like he's just a regular
guy.
Fella who served in the military and who has a business and friends and family. And, you know.
And we all know that people that serve in any sort of capacity like that can have certain problems develop based on their service. So, let's hope he gets some help.
All right. Everything ended, you know.
Well, they need a new gate.
They do need a new gate. They do need a new gate.
If that's the greatest casualty we've had for this, then I think it turned out all right.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Good morning, Shay. What's up?
Hey, massive traffic jam. There's a herd of 100 Canada geese crossing Riverside East just before Bank, and traffic is dead stopped.
100
of them?
Oh, yeah. There's like 100 Canada geese easy.
Wow.
And they just crossed the road there, and everybody's sitting here waiting for them to finish. Lovely. Have a great day, guys. Happy Friday.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Do you guys believe people speak in thought?
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means either.
Do they speak what they think?
They speak with their minds?
Or they just look at each other and they know? Like, we do that.
Sometimes,
They call it chemistry, I guess.
Yeah. Our facial expressions is all we need to really convey what we want. Like, right now, James is looking perplexed and somewhat bored.
Mm.
Jason's got, you're really furrowed at the moment. Why are you so furrowed?
Arms just folded.
Yeah, arms furrowed.
Oh, it's a little chilly in here.
Look how furrowed he is right there.
That's just my face. I'm not even furrowing my brow.
Just, like, that's the shape of his face.
I'll furrow it for you if you want.
Yeah, that's furrowed.
There you go. Like, I do have this look quite a bit.
Yeah.
But maybe it's just my face is actually staying that way.
Yeah.
Maybe my parents mom was right.
Do you think that COVID-19 will become a defense for insanity in crimes?
No.
No, I don't think so. I mean, we're all dealing with it. There would have to be some sort of other.
Would it be a contributing factor? Possibly.
Maybe.
But not. I don't think it'd be a liable or reliable defense.
Which one of you would score the highest on an IQ test?
I don't know. It'd be tough. IQ tests really look for specific answers. And we're all kind of out of the box thinkers.
And there's also more logical answers than the ones they give you.
Right. So, I mean, it would be. I've taken IQ tests before.
Have you?
Like,
yeah.
Many years ago.
I wouldn't even know what. I've never taken one. I wouldn't even know what kind of questions are on it. Like, is it math?
There are math.
There's some math questions.
Problem solving.
Yeah, some problem solving things.
Well, I'm the best at that. So I solve all the problems.
We all solve problems. We just do it in different ways. IQ tests, I mean, yeah, they can give you an idea of stuff, but they're not always incredibly accurate.
Hmm. Jamie, how was the Pink Whitney mix instead of 7-Up?
Yeah, did you have any more?
I didn't.
You didn't get into it there?
I didn't get into it.
Saving it for the weekend?
Saving
gonna
it
get
for the weekend,
on your
yeah.
Pink Whitney?
Yeah, I have a rule, no weekday drinking.
Oh, we, oof, I should make that rule.
No weekday drinking? You're doing a lot of weekday drinking over there, Jason?
Well, like, what's drinking? Like, am I getting hammered every night and having a tough time waking up? No.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Do I enjoy a beer or a scotch? Yeah.
Of course. Sure. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you? Yeah. You know?
I mean, if I didn't have a job, I'd probably drink more. If I didn't have responsibilities, I'd probably be dead.
Well, yeah. 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 there's so much truth in that.
Yeah.
Brandon, all
absolutely.
Of us. Yeah. In what language do deaf people think?
I guess the language they communicate in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what are the voices in their head?
Because they say you think in the language you, like your natural language, right? Like you can become multilingual, but whatever language you think in is actually your language. And sometimes it can change. Like if you really immerse yourself in a different language.
Yeah, I guess so.
Your thinking changes. So what... What do people that have no actual, never heard a language think?
Well, the one they read, I guess.
Yeah, I would guess so, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, look at you. That was easy.
Scoring higher on that IQ test.
You are, yeah. You just won the,
How IQ would they know?
What do you mean?
How do they know to read without knowing how to sound out any of the letters?
Well, you can read silently to yourself.
I know that. How to read, like.
If you're deaf.
Well, but it wouldn't matter how they sound.
They just represent something.
Yeah.
Words just represent something. We assign sounds to letters.
Right.
But really, a word.
But how would you know that,
like,
an
people,
R...
People doesn't mean people to you because it sounds like people. It means people because it represents people.
But how would you know how to pronounce even the P?
Well, why would you need
to
know?
You don't have to pronounce it. You just have to read it.
You just have to know what the symbol means.
And
it's like a
picture. Know that those symbols mean a group of... people you look at the same way anyone learns.
I see.
Like the color red. If you didn't know how to pronounce red, you could still say that matches that. That's red in your brain. Yeah. You would still,
like, the door to the studio is red. And I said, if I showed someone R-E-D and then pointed to that,
they would eventually be able to associate later. Okay, sure.
Same thing. Right.
That's a tough way to learn to read.
Sure is.
Whew.
We all just say it's an IQ test, though, I think, without
I think so. Yeah.
The smartest, huh? Yeah. That's it for another edition of.
It's an answer question time.
I love movies, Chris.
I love
movies. You can't
movies.
Be the only one around who loves going to the movie theater.
No, I go by myself, get a big old bag of popcorn.
And you won't have to buy the other two seats on either side of you this
time. You'll save money.
I've only done that a few times.
I'm not mad. I'm not putting you down for it.
It's when it's a huge opening movie, and I don't want to sit beside anybody.
There you go. So, it can ruin a movie. It really can.
Sure.
To have the wrong person sitting beside you. Yeah. Well,
so maybe look excited to see a movie. Hey, I got the ticket. Sorry. I'm just gonna rest my popcorn in this empty seat. There's like a lineup around the block to see.
Yeah. Like when I went to see It, the Stephen King movie.
Yeah.
There's a guy sitting on my left whose breath smelled like rancid meat.
It added to the movie though.
At some points.
Right. Yeah.
But then at other points, like it was like, man, shut your mouth. Like, I didn't even have a gum to give him.
I've moved seats. I'm very particular about my movie time.
And we had some people calling us on the Dougie line at 613-216-3849 with some pretty hot button issues. And it's Friday, so I figured we should do them. We should
let's get to the bottom of these, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Well, one, hey, it's Friday, so a lot of people are going to be grilling.
Yeah.
Going to put stuff on the grill.
What's on the grill today?
Well, it looks like it's going to be sausage with a good snap.
Yeah, I was just calling to reaffirm something that Pasty Jamie said. Sausages need a good fucking snap, okay? All right.
There you go. Thanks, brother.
But I've never had a sausage that didn't have a snap. Yeah, I don't understand what do you mean for sure? Unless it was like cooked, sat in the fridge overnight, and then reheated.
Like if you go to like a breakfast buffet and you get a breakfast sausage that's been sitting in the sausage water, then you're not going to have a snap.
No.
But if you make a sausage on the grill,
it's having a snap.
It's hard to not have a snap.
You got to be really bad at grilling if you grill the snap out of a sausage.
Yeah.
Hey?
I mean like an audible snap.
Why are you snapping your sausages?
Like, would you bite it or do you, like, crack it open?
You bite it. You want to hear someone take a bite of your sausage. I mean, their sausage.
Okay, move on. Because now you're going down a road I don't want to go down.
What's the next call?
I didn't need you.
I've stopped.
We got a call from our quote fingers boss again, Adam.
Oh,
All right.
Hey, guys. It's Adam here. I'm just eating a sandwich. But let me thank them. You know, we should do maybe a segment where you get like a thought sandwich, you know. So a caller, they have a dilemma, a controversial issue or something. And then you guys offer your thoughts as bread for the sandwich. Anyways, love you guys.
Well, luckily, we live in the right city for people who've got opinions on controversial issues.
Yeah, we do.
So the thought of the person calling it would be like the meat or the main ingredient of the sandwich.
Yes.
Don't want to exclude our vegan friends.
No, yeah. It's
and
true,
then
yeah.
we would be the bread.
We're the bread.
Yeah.
And maybe sometimes non-gluten bread for it because we don't want to.
Celiac
friends.
Yeah.
And we would make a thought sandwich out of
right,
it.
Right, yeah.
And we could call the segment thought sandwiches. It's really not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
Like, that wasn't actually our boss, but you know what? Next time the job comes up, you could be. That was pretty smart.
That was a good one. And now, another edition of Thought Sandwich.
It's not bad.
Hey, sausage, have a good snap. But then if they're leaning with the thought, they're more like the appetizer for the thought sandwich that the three of us would deliver after.
Or maybe we give opening remarks. That's the bottom bread. They input their issue with the remarks, and then we rebut, and that's the top bread.
How would we know what their issue was?
Well, we would pre-listen to it. It's on the Dougie line. Oh, I hear it. You know, I can call it anytime, 216-3849. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we would leave with like, hey, we noticed this, bop, 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 bop.
Right.
This guy thinks this. Meh.
And then we would resolve the issue at the end of it.
He's a dum-dum. Here's how it really is.
Yeah. Or he's great.
Yeah, he's super smart.
Yeah.
You know,
or I don't know why we talked about that.
Right.
You know,
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. You know, I've heard worse.
I really have.
I've heard worse for sure.
All right.
So anytime you have a suggestion or a thought, 613-216-3849, you can leave a message. We don't have to be here for you to do it.
And please keep the impressions of our boss coming.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're amazing.
That one was pretty. The voice was a bit off, but the cadence the odd thought process, perfect.
He doesn't call us anymore. No. So if you do that, we'll fill in that hole. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, honeymoon's over with him.
Yeah.
He doesn't even listen anymore.
No, he doesn't listen.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Any question you want answered on any topic, 762-555.
The distance signs on the highway to the next cities, is it the measurement to the downtown or the city limits? It would be the city limits.
City limits.
Yeah.
Because how would you measure to what part of the downtown?
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't make any sense.
Right. Yeah. That's a simple question.
It'll say, like, Ottawa on next five exits or something, you know?
Are you... No. Jamie, get a toaster oven, would you please? Suck it up, man. And are you three you married to your soulmates? Like, the three of us married to each other, soulmates? Yeah, we're all soulmates. And we're all married.
Yeah, we have a very interesting relationship.
Boundary breaking.
Do you think one or two alcoholic beverages in the morning make you an alcoholic? Yeah, I think that's a pretty good indication.
What if they're shift workers?
Yeah, I guess.
And their morning is
12 o'clock somewhere.
Okay, so if you wake up in the morning and start your day with a couple of alcoholic beverages, then you might be an alcoholic.
There's some evidence there that would suggest that.
Is the $106,000 contest open to anyone? I'm listening from Guelph. Could really use that cash. Yeah, anyone in Ontario, right? Is that the rules? I believe so.
In our listening area, so I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to read the full rules, go to Shay106.com. We haven't read them.
Do you boys prepare informed answers or just throw it out there and see what sticks? We don't prepare. That's why it's instant answer question time. It's not pre-prepared question like time.
You're challenging us.
Yeah. Here's some inside information for you on how the show works. We don't really prepare anything.
Just shooting from the hips. Pow, pow, you know? Can you guys stay in all day? Best show in the effing world. Oh, that's really sweet.
That's very kind. You wouldn't want us all day.
No.
You don't.
Nobody wants that.
No.
Like
we get 10 o'clock, we're
hearing ourselves.
Yeah. Did your high school dance always end with the same song? They always played Stairway to Heaven at mine. There was like a group of like slow jams. You'd have like your rock ballad, whatever was popular at the time, your R&B ballad at the time, 90s, you know.
Sometimes Love Bites from Def Leppard.
Yeah, I mean, Boys to Men was a big one that they played in
the
90s.
Is that End of the Road or is that
End of the Road. Okay. There was always a Boys to Men track.
On Bended Knee.
Yeah, something. That was big tunes.
Mariah Carey when I was going through it.
Definitely
always Mariah. Be My Baby. That was always one of the last ones. Yeah.
Have you guys seen Warrior with Tom Hardy? Awesome flick. Yeah, I've seen it. It's a pretty good movie. It's older now. It's a few years old.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy's great.
He really is. I don't think he gets enough love from the like the general pop. You know what I mean? Just people that aren't hardcore movie. Like I'm a huge movie guy, so I really like basically everything he's done. But the average person might not even know. Would they know who Tom Hardy? Like, do you have to describe who he is for people to know who he is?
Maybe, yeah.
Like, he was Venom. That's probably his biggest commercial movie, right?
I've read.
Yes, but you know the movie exists. And you've seen the trailers for it. What else would be? Oh, whatever. Let's not talk about Tom Hardy. My man crush on Tom Hardy.
Yeah, you love Tom Hardy. Oh, my God.
He's amazing. Peaky Blinders is probably the best character in Peaky Blinders, besides the older brother, Arthur. All right, I'll stop. I'm nerding out. I'm sorry.
You're really going out. You love Tom Hardy.
Somebody
more
else pick
you
a
love
question.
Life.
Pick a question.
I saw your coworker creeping in the Walmart parking lot again. I'm watching you. You mean Jamie? Were you in the Walmart parking lot looking at people again?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
And I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, that was me.
Well, did your wife go into a Walmart or anything recently?
No.
Why are you so, like, no? Like, as if you'd never been to a Walmart.
Because someone's just trying to be funny.
Okay.
Why can't you play along? Why you got to be
That's why I switched my answer. I said, yeah, that was me.
But you haven't been to a Walmart in the last week?
Not in over a month.
Where do you buy your stuff?
Not there. That's a long drive for me to go to a Walmart.
Really? There's no Walmart out that way?
No, not within 40 minutes.
40 minutes?
Yeah, man.
Nothing in Ottawa is 40 minutes away.
Yes, sir.
Nothing. I could drive from one tip to the other in under 40 minutes.
All right. Yeah. Oh, I've driven the drive many times.
What are you driving, a 1982 station wagon? Like, what are you?
Your bicycle. You're riding your bicycle.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That is it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto. What? Five questions, 30 seconds. You can pass and come back, but you got to fit them all in time. All right? Your first answer for each question is the one that counts. And we don't tell you whether they're right or wrong until the end.
We've got our man John on the phone.
John.
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you this morning?
I got to go to work for today.
Where do you work?
Government.
Government. Just say it quiet.
Government.
Government.
Government. All right, man. Well,
okay, we won't ask any more questions.
Yeah.
We don't want anyone spying on us any more than they already are.
Thank God.
Otherwise,
they
could have to kill you.
We got it. We are in full understanding. Yeah.
We understand. John is joking. He didn't really mean that. John is our friend.
Yeah, John.
All right, John, your time will begin after I read the first question.
Okay.
What U.S. state did Davy Crockett die in?
Texas.
Maverick from Top Gun is 58 today. Who plays him?
Tom Cruise.
What delicious, versatile food was the first food grown in space?
Oh, pass.
Who is the mayor of Ottawa?
Jim Watson.
What food is grossly and professionally eaten in bulk at Coney Island every July 4th?
Hot dogs.
What delicious, versatile food was the first food grown in space?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
All right. Well, let's go over your answer. What food is grossly and professionally eaten in bulk at Coney Island every July 4th? The answer is hot dogs. You were right.
Hot diggity dogs.
Who is the mayor of Watson Ottawa? Not the mayor of Watson. Who is the mayor of Ottawa? You said Jim Watson. That's correct. We also would have accepted Jimbo Watts.
Jimbo Watts.
Which is what Chris has named him today.
It's his new name.
What delicious, versatile food was the first food grown in space? You said tomatoes.
You say tomato, we say potato.
It's potato.
It was potato.
It rhymed, but it was incorrect.
Sorry.
Maverick from Top Gun is Tom Cruise. He's 58 today.
58, eh?
And the U.S. state that Davy Crockett died in was indeed Texas.
Huh?
Oh, hey, Texas! The stars at night are big and bright. Ooh. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Sorry, John.
What was the answer for what was food and space?
Potatoes.
Okay. That's it. I knew it was one of those Eidos.
One of those Eidos.
All right, John.
Have a good weekend, guys.
You too, man.
Take it easy, eh?
Hey, see you, buddy. Take it easy. All right. Well,
it was close.
It was. One
consonants off.
Yeah. One Eidos off.
Yeah, one Eido, just, you know, it's a side Eido. If you just slid over to this side of the Eido, he would have got it. All right. We'll try again on
You're
Monday.
You're listening to the Biggs and Bar Show.
And all the things that have been canceled since the start of this pandemic, thank the good Lord Jesus that we haven't lost Nathan's Coney Island hot dog eating contest. That's still going on because tomorrow's July 4th.
Yes.
Big holiday in the States.
Big, the Canada and July 4th are always, dueling holidays between our American friends, and all the odd stuff in Ottawa canceled, obviously, and people worried the hot dog contest was going to be canceled in the States, but...
Nothing says America and freedom like shoving as many hot dogs down your throat as you possibly can inside a set time limit, guys.
Joey Chestnut, is he back in it this year?
Oh, he's there.
So how are they doing it then if it's not canceled?
Well... There's just not going to be a crowd.
Okay.
Obviously.
And they will space out the competitors a little bit more.
I would think because there's going to be a lot of saliva and goop.
Yeah.
Because they dip it in the water and then shove it down their throats. But as a man who knows how to feed off a crowd, guys, it is going to be a lot different. I think Joey Chestnut's title is right there for the taking.
Just because he doesn't have the crowd to,
so
him on and stuff?
Some of the lesser knowns, they're not going to feel the nerves of the crowd. So this is their chance to take the title and cement themselves inside American freedom lore for all time.
Wow, you are eyeballs deep in this, my friend.
Yes. As you guys know, I won a beer drinking competition in the Dominican Republic.
And sunburn your legs with the sunburn that lasted for at least 4 years.
Yeah, it might still be there.
It is slightly, actually. Yeah, that's still the line.
It was the crowd that got me to the summit.
The crowd that got you to the summit. Wait,
it was amazing. The crowd was incredible.
Stop talking the way you're talking.
Why?
It's ridiculous.
Why?
Secondly, this man ate, 872 hot dogs or whatever he ate in a minute?
Last year, he finished 70 in 10 minutes.
70 in 10 minutes. You drank one beer.
One beer.
How many beers were in your beer drinking contest?
The thing lasted, an hour and a half. That's why I got so sunburned.
Oh.
Dude.
How many beers did you drink in an hour and a half?
A lot. They raised my arms and people tried to carry me on their shoulders.
Nobody
but I was too big.
Tried to carry you on their shoulders.
And I got recognized for the next week. Well, there's
what
the guy.
Because
it was incredible.
Wow.
It was incredible. So I know, but it was the crowd. If I didn't have the crowd, I don't think I would have been able to do it. Is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, right.
That's crazy.
But you're getting the same. Were you the only person the crowd was cheering for? Is this what you're saying? Or the crowd?
Because of my wicked pace and speed. Yeah, I was the favorite. So everyone. Yeah.
Okay. You drank for an hour and a half in the sun.
Yeah, and then they would do dances and spray you with hoses, which rinsed off all my sunscreen and stuff. I was like, please stop spraying me. I could smell my shoulders burning.
Well, I Jamie, I'm going to take your word for it. I've never been in any sort of competitive eating or drinking contest. because I have this little thing called self-respect.
Yeah, I don't do those.
Yeah, yeah. But congratulations on your victory.
Thank you.
And your insight on today's. Will it be televised? Yeah.
It has to be. There's big time sponsors.
And there's no sports right now. So what else? All the sports networks are going to pick this up probably.
They dip it, right?
Yeah, they dip it. Gross. Yeah.
They soften up the buns.
Not what they call picnic eating. Picnic eating is no dipping, right?
That is different. I do believe he also has that championship.
Okay.
He also has the spam eating championship of the and the turkey leg and maybe some others.
It's him and the Japanese fellow, right?
That Kobayashi.
Kobayashi. That always battle it out every week.
There's a guy, Matt Stoney. Matt Stoney's up there in the game, too. Isn't it amazing that we know competitive eaters' names?
Well, you're in the league.
Yeah, the only thing I could probably eat a ton of is, like, Oreos. I could eat probably, like, three bags.
Three packages of Oreos?
Maybe.
You can't eat three packages of Oreos.
How many Oreos are
there's
in a package?
45 in a package.
There's not 45 there's Oreos 45 in a package. Oreos.
How many Oreo packages? Like, have you eaten a whole pack of Oreos before?
Like over the course of like a couple hours? For sure.
45 cookies?
I don't think there's 45 cookies.
You've eaten 45 cookies in 2 hours?
I'll make sure. How many Oreos in a bag?
That's a lot of Oreos.
A 500 gram bag.
How many Oreos in a box? Grams. A standard size Oreo cookie package has had 3 rows of 15 cookies for 45 total in the package.
You've eaten 45 cookies in 2 hours.
You're disgusting.
That does seem like a lot, doesn't it?
You need to reevaluate.
Without a crowd cheering you even.
Yeah. That was just watching TV.
Yeah, it was just me and my shame.
And yeah, and your wife looking at you and passing by, looking at you in disgust every now and again.
Congratulations,
by the way.
That's not
rare. On being disgusting.
All right.
Here's Ozzy Osbourne.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
More congratulations coming your way, James.
Oh, great.
Congrats on the beer contest and for the bag of Oreos. I'm 128 pounds, and I've been kicked out of 6 all-you-can-eat buffets for eating too much. One said I wasn't human and never come back.
So,
LOL.
So that's really impressive. Did you have all you could eat? No.
Yeah.
You should sue them.
I guess so.
I'm not going to be getting into those buffets anytime soon, boys. No. So,
yeah. We are getting the hard-hitting questions this morning.
Yeah.
Do you agree that when you make a peanut butter and jam sandwich, you should not butter the bread? I agree with you.
100%.
When I was a kid, we had butter on every sandwich. It didn't matter what it was.
Yeah, our parents' generation loved butter.
Thick butter. Like if it was peanut butter and jam, had a layer of butter. Yeah. If it was a ham sandwich with mayonnaise, had a layer of butter.
Yep.
It's like they kept us well oiled. That's for sure.
You could not have a sandwich without butter. Didn't matter what the sandwich was.
Oh my God.
And like not just like a grazing.
Uh-huh.
Like you could see from the outside.
Oh wow.
Looking at the sandwich from the side, you could see the layer of butter.
It was like a slice of cheese.
Yeah, but it was butter.
Like even myself, sometimes I come home from school for lunch and I would have butter sandwiches with ketchup.
Well, that's
like
different.
Open face.
I don't mind just butter on bread.
But it was thick.
But you don't need butter then peanut butter. It's insane. Crazy. Settle down. What looks delicious but tastes terrible?
Cheesecake.
Oh, here.
Well, you are. You have just lost.
Listen, you don't.
Don't even. You can't even say
that. No, I'm serious, but I know that's very, very unpopular.
Oh, what looks delicious but is not?
I don't know. Pretty much everything looks
like, I always think that I'd like an artichoke.
I love artichoke.
And then I eat it, I'm like, wasn't really what I was expecting.
You know, like every time you sort of forget.
It's not horrible, but it's like, it looks cool. I'm like, I want to eat this.
I know the answer.
What is it?
A red delicious apple.
Okay.
Yeah.
It should be delicious.
Yeah, it's a nice color. It's like
garbage.
It got a good shape. It looks sturdy, and you're like, oh, it's going to be great.
It's the dumpsters of apple. It really is. Yeah. Like, it's awful.
How many wet hot dogs could you guys eat in a minute? I'm not into eating wet hot dogs. I mean, with the buns?
My friend Lance ate a wet hot dog. Because he put it down on a slope in an underground garage once when we were drinking. Oh, no. And then he peed against the wall of the underground garage. And the pee ran down between his legs, soaked through his napkin, into his hot dog.
And he ate it?
We all watched it, but he was too drunk to really know.
No.
And then he ate his own pee-soaked hot dog.
Oh, that's amazing. Lance.
That's a great story.
Is the same guy who drinks the chocolate milk?
Yeah, it's the guy who has to stop at a gas station or convenience store on the way home and down a 2-liter jug of chocolate milk because his wife won't let him drink it anymore.
What a life this guy has.
He's the best.
Man.
I talked to him. He made me laugh so hard yesterday. He's a good guy.
Is Running with the Devil Jamie's favorite song?
It's up there.
Might be.
It's fun.
Because you get to play all the Dave.
Yeah,
yells,
yeah,
right?
I love playing all these.
All the Dave drop. Of the three of you. Thank you. Who would you want to replace Adam as your boss?
Like of the three of us
had to be a boss?
None of these. Neither of these two.
I don't want to work for either of these idiots.
No.
So none. We'll take Adam. Adam's fine.
I would replace him.
With one of us?
No, I would replace him with
you. You'd be, oh God.
Of course you would.
I think I would be the best replacement of the three of us.
Well, you're wrong.
If Adam won the lottery.
You'd be a terrible boss.
Because we don't want him to leave because we love him.
You'd be a terrible boss because you're too blunt. People would feel, you would insult people almost on a daily basis. And you know you would.
That's insulting.
You would. You'd say, what are you, an idiot? Like the
no,
10
I
times a day.
No, I never say that.
Come on.
I have been in managerial positions before, as
at
you know.
Wendy's when you were 15.
No, I was on the board of directors and the executive for a hockey league. And I was,
and
I'll be honest,
times?
I was blunt,
yes,
but polite.
See, yeah, okay.
But polite.
All right.
I never wrote any letters that could come back at me. Whatever I said was factual, somewhat insulting sometimes, right. But it was factual.
All right. Okay.
You know, I don't make stuff up.
If you get promoted, I'm going to find another job.
Like, I wouldn't ask someone why they were an idiot.
Right.
I would tell them why they were
an
idiot. Great.
Without calling them an idiot.
Right.
Right. I see. Okay. Man.
It's a skill.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you're the best at it.
Thank you.
All right. That's it for an audition of
It's an Answered Question Time.
All right. Thank you so much. We're done for the week. We'll see you Monday. We got the lovely Amy up next. You'll have your next chance at noon. Anything else you guys want to mention before we get out?
Well, it's going to be warm.
It is.
Right? Another hot day. Pro tip, you're going to wear a hat, pick a lightly colored hat.
There you go.
Okay. An actual tip.
Yes.
Well done. Over the weekend, if anything pops in your brain or gets stuck in your craw, leave it on the Dougie line, okay?
613-216-3849.
We love coming in on Mondays, and I'm having a bunch of great messages from y'all. Yeah. So,
especially if you're a couple beers in, we'll enjoy those.
Yes. Those are the good ones,
for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, James?
Take it easy, eh?
All right. You too. Can't complain, James.
No, I really can't.
No, you can't.
You can't complain.
The Biggs and Barr Show.